How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The crisis in the Middle East, the war in Ukraine, New York City. I welcome Harry Siegel, a senior editor at The City, an online journal, also a columnist with the New York Daily News, watching New York react to the crisis atmosphere in the Middle East, the hours before what we do not know next, more violence, more threat, a larger war unknown. What is New York right now is looking at the headlines and answering with protests, with rallies, and with words. However, Harry, a very good evening to you. My reading of the news these last days is that New York has been not quiet, never quiet, but no major story emerging as we've seen in other parts of the world, no major piece of violence. There is, importantly, the NYPD, and from the reporting you have at the city, the NYPD is fully deployed and aware. Is that correct, Harry?
John, the NYPD is out in force today. All breaks and reassignments are off. Everyone, including ranking people, is told to show up in uniform and be ready. And all that has been characterized as an abundance of caution without any specific threats aimed here. But as there's been this day of jihad talk from a former leader of Hamas's parents have struggled with, like, whether they want their kids, you know, going to Sabbath services, Shabbat services, or Hebrew school in some cases. It's a strange, intense moment. And obviously this is happening along with a lot of public mourning and protest and street theater and little bits of conflict there. And outside of that, there was a Palestinian guy in Bay Ridge who said he got beaten up by three cars that came through, and Jewish guys were cursing and yelling at him. The NYPD confirms that report that he did complain about that, declined medical help. Right. There was a councilwoman in Brooklyn who brought a gun to the counter protest of a Palestinian, pro-Palestinian protest that was not at, but right outside of Brooklyn College, after the president there did not let them have the protest on campus. She had to turn herself into the police this morning. In any plain reading, like a fairly absurd place to bring a gun to. And despite the loosening of New York's gun laws, an illegal one, it appears. But these are marginal things. And so there's a lot of breath holding here. And fears for the tragedies that are happening halfway across the world, how those are going to register here. And the place with the most Jews outside New York City, outside of Israel, the most Palestinians outside of Gaza and the West Bank, I believe, are in New Jersey. So this is resonating locally. There's been lots of tension on campuses. Columbia closed their campus off to the public, which I think is unprecedented. Synagogues have had Zoom-only services, which I think is unprecedented. So far, it's been more breath-holding than any other concerns.
My reading of the news is that the story of the asylum crisis continues in Manhattan, and we need to attend to that, Harry, because the numbers at the border, the Darien Gap, continue to climb, thousands. I don't know whether it means anything anymore to say they're headed to America and many to New York. The governor and the mayor are now together and asking a suspension of the 42-year-old right to shelter law from the 20th century. My understanding so far is that law is still in place, meaning people arriving here are offered shelter and sustenance for X number of days, depending. The story's been moving. The mayor was traveling in Central America and South America in these last days. He's now returned. Has there been any change in the arrivals in New York or in the scrambling for space since the mayor went to their scene and came back?
Ooh, there is so much going on, John. The mayor is in court trying to suspend the right to shelter that says anyone in New York who asks for it, man, woman, family, right, should have it that day and can have it indefinitely. He's lined up now. Governor Hochul says this can't be an open invitation to the world's billions. The Clintons and other political voices supporting that position, that will be up to a judge who has yet to act or shift it in any way. He says he doesn't want to end it, but he wants to be able to temporarily suspend it under certain conditions, like when lots more people are coming. But, John, the mayor just went to Central America and said, and Mexico and said, hey, don't come here. It's real bad. That was followed by a record number of people coming in the last week. The idea that anyone would take that seriously is very hard to see. I'm not clear what he intended to accomplish past camera time and maybe upping political pressure on Democrats in Washington, if I want to be generous about it. That seemed an absurd on the face of it trip to me. Plainly has not had any short-term impact. Reporters asked all these folks afterward if they'd heard what Adams had said, if this was an impact their decisions. And collectively, I don't think the press corps found a single person who had. But obviously, this is ongoing. The right to shelter is not the main reason people are coming to New York City. I think that's a myth, particularly because Adams has set up a parallel system outside of the Department of Homeless Service shelters that anyone in New York is welcome to go into, that many of the migrants have been in, where he's put a clock on how long men can stay there. It's 30 days now. And the Daily News reported today, Friday, that he's about to announce that families, which is the vast majority of the migrants who are here in these parallel shelters, are going to have a 60-day clock, after which they need to leave and reapply for a continued stay. So plainly, he's trying to clear some of these pipes, if you will, since he says the city doesn't have unlimited capacity. But if he's legally going to be allowed to do that, is unclear. The morals of this are really ambiguous. Adams likes to say this is bigger than him. It's not something he can solve. He's right about that. But he seems to spend a lot of his time talking about what other people ought to be doing rather than fully handling the city he is charged with helping in the rules that presently prevail here.
Is it significant that the governor has now voiced support for the suspension? Does that bring the legislature with the governor?
No, it's interesting, but it's not politically significant because it will not bring the legislature along. And this is being decided in the courts. One interesting thing is this right to shelter, it was never popularly created, John. It's always been mostly a court creation with some laws sort of tacked on at the edges. But no, New Yorkers don't have infinite goodwill toward migrants, toward indigenous New Yorkers, as an aide to the mayor put it, saying the migrants were taking what should be theirs. And because of this court-created right to shelter, there's been a lot of graft and a lot of decency for people who are in really desperate circumstances. And how this would function if the city was allowed to suspend that is unclear, but that will not be decided politically. That will be decided by the courts.
Last detail, Harry. I know that Manhattan is hard-pressed with the migrants. Do you see it in Brooklyn as well?
No. There are migrants all around the city, and their presence is felt and in schools. But a lot of this is Manhattan, and some of this is, frankly, you know, Adams trying to help his friends in the hotel trade union and keep these places open.
Right.
People I know who live in Hell's Kitchen tell me they can't do laundry anymore, who don't have, you know, their own washer and dryer in their apartments because the lines are so long with migrants who are doing it there. And these are totally sympathetic to that. And like, well, you know, this sucks, but I can afford, you know, to pay someone to pick up my laundry. But you know, these are significant shifts in the city, and they've been clustered significantly in Manhattan. And this, of course, follows a pandemic in which those hotels were being filled up with homeless people who were being who were staying there.
Harry Siegel, senior editor of the City and Online Journal, columnist, Dave, New York Daily News. I'm John Batchelor.
We'll be right back. y'all. It's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.